This is Studio 360. I'm Kurt Anderson. Today we'll talk about the last days before the sexual revolution with novelist Ian McEwan, and we'll hear from David Milch, the creator of the HBO series Deadwood. But first...
It needs to breathe.
It smells...
Two amateur wine critics?
Pretty ripe. I'm getting medium to dark notes.
Nope, it's two dogs, claymation dogs, sniffing another dog's rear end.
Like a dried fruit character to it as well. Not, wouldn't say raisin, but more like a dried cranberry kind of thing going on there.
This is the new TV show Creature Comforts on CBS.
Grape?
Yes.
All the conversations in the show are real, slice-of-life, documentary-style interviews with real people, but the animators put them in the mouths of these incredibly cute claymation animals. It's from the guys behind Wallace and Gromit, and I think it's the first time claymation has ever found a place on primetime television. For Lou Olkowski, the voices behind some of the animals on Creature Comforts are especially familiar.
Right around Thanksgiving, a lot of my family's dinner conversations sounded like this.
What about two gorillas?
I'm not a gorilla. No way.
I wanted to be lovebirds.
I want to be lovebirds.
Lovebirds. Okay, I like lovebirds.
Yeah, that's how I feel about that.
Nice. My parents' voices are going to be characters on the claymation show Creature Comforts.
Oh, what about
Hornets.
Ducks?
Oh, I can see them as ducks. Kind of squabbling, arguing a little bit, but still kind of sweet.
Quack, 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 quack. That could be too.
The show wanted to keep my parents' animal identities a secret. So after a year and a half of interviews and waiting, they still don't know what they'll be.
Imagine Brooklynese coming out of a toucan.
Well, what about a bald eagle? You really like bald eagles.
I do. I love them. But see, that's not really Brooklyn.
But toucans are? The truth is, I pressured my parents into the whole thing. Early last year, I told them, you have to do this for me. I can make some money off you. So I recorded a tryout interview with them, and the staff of Creature Comforts liked my parents so much that over the next several months, I interviewed them for 10 hours, asking them really tedious, pre-scripted questions like, how do you feel about the winter? Or, are you a picky eater? That was the easy part of the job. The talent management has been brutal.
So I'm asking you, what are we? What creatures are we?
Oh, I just want to know how they're using my voice. That's what I want to know, because I don't know what I said for them to like me. I think they like your father, not me.
It's a good question. Why, out of all the auditions, did they pick my parents? Here's Kit Boss, my boss on the show.
I mean, their voices alone made a real impression. They have very musical voices. There's something just very melodious about them.
Melodious.
Melodious? Oh, nice. Oh.
Melodious.
Hey, melodious, dear.
Wow. Now, God. What creature are we?
She's not going to tell you that.
No, I will. But what do you think of this idea of melodious?
You know, it's first time I've ever heard my voice called melodious.
Loud, I've heard.
Loud.
Wow.
Overbearing, maybe.
And there's a more obvious reason why they picked my parents.
And great accents.
I don't have an accent.
Well, skunks don't think they have an odor, either. Your mom has a slight accent, I would say.
Another thing Kit loves about my dad is his sense of comic timing.
I don't know where he got it from, but, you know, I've spent time in recording studios with actors, and some people have timing and some people don't, even among actors.
And the big mystery, what animals did they make my parents, and how did they decide?
It was your dad making that noise, that kind of...
like that?
Just a little something that caught our ear, and that struck us as like a sound we could use if he were a bee. To occasionally flutter his wings and kind of lift off the flower.
Like that.
You're making me a bug?
You're a bug.
A bee? I'm a bee?
You're a bee. You're honeybees.
Oh, honeybees.
Oh, that's okay. A honeybee.
I like bees.
Yeah, honeybees are all right.
I like honeybees.
I thought I was going to be a hippopotamus. I thought I heard my voice as a hippo.
I'm glad we weren't big old New York City rats.
There are New York City rats. Well, and there are roaches.
I know.
No, not in real life, in the show.
Oh, in the show? Wow.
You could have been.
Finally, premiere night arrives. The whole family is there to watch. And though Kit thinks my father is the one with the great comic timing, it's my mother who gets the biggest laughs.
Where are your speakers?
Wait, guys.
I don't lie, but I...
When you hear the two of them, you see two chubby little bees standing on the prickly center of a purple cone flower.
If I find that something's going to be detrimental to her mental well-being, I'll gloss over something rather than hear the noise. Right?
Whatever you say.
She doesn't realize sometimes how funny she is just by being the straight person and having your father just kind of, you know, wind her up. But the result is a pretty funny pair. You know, it could be a desert island with a palm tree like you see in those New Yorker cartoons. And it's this beautiful place, but it's also kind of a prison, you know? It's just the two of them there, and they could fly away, but they never do. They're kind of stuck with each other, but they're, you know, they've gone 42 years, and they might as well keep pushing.
My parents are happy being bees, but there's one problem. Now that they've tasted their 4 minutes of fame, my dad seems to be overestimating my pull in the industry.
But I also want you to keep in mind... Yes. That any Mel Brooks show that comes up, I want to be in.
Okay, if I have any power to do it, I will certainly do it.
Okay. I tell you, you get me in a Mel Brooks picture, and I'd love to be there to do it.
For Studio 360, I'm Lou Olkowski.
You probably would get nervous if they put you on the spot. When he's put on the spotlight, he doesn't like it.
But I think he would need you.
Every comedian needs a straight man.
Or a straight person. A Grayson Allen.
Yeah, a Gracie and Allen, yeah.
If you'd like to see more of the show, we've got some video from Creature Comforts at Studio360.org.